Yo, 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 it's the Don, you know, back for Don Talk. And you know, I had this little podcast before, but then I was going, like, doing stuff, you know, I didn't really have time, and then it turned into, like, thing, you know, I don't know. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna take a break, maybe come back to it at a later date, and, you know, now's that later date, so I'm here to talk my shit, you know me, man, so, you know. Give my opinion on some things, you know, talk about some things. So yeah, let's get into it. So the first thing I feel like I should talk about is this summer album. And you know what, this isn't gonna be the only musical thing I bring up this podcast, but this summer album, what, it came out yesterday. I've been bumping that joint. I'm not gonna lie, it's no skips. She really bodied. She was name dropping, she was calling out London, she was calling out his mom. She was talking about this, that, and the third, different situations. And the album, not even for me. It's for the ladies, for real. But, you know, I was tuned in, and she bodied. I was like, wow, she was going crazy. My favorite song on the album, that's hard. Probably Screwing with Omarion. That goes crazy. And she was talking nasty on that. But besides that, probably Session 33. That was touching. I was like, wow. She's really doing her thing. And you know, even though this album was geared more towards the ladies, I feel like there's something everybody could take from this album. You know, I was tuned into some of the songs, and I'm here listening like, wow, like, this is really the female perspective. This is really how a lot of y'all feel. So it's like, I'm tuned in, especially that one song, Switch It Out. I was like, wow, I can't even tell. Nah, I'm not going to drag it, but I've had a few shorties say a lot of those lines from that song. So I'm sitting there just listening like, yo, this is crazy. But that just brings another point to me. Like, men and women are just so different in the way we process things and the way we think. So it's like, not to say that we'll never really understand each other, but it's more like, I don't know, it's hard to really take the other person's view into perspective because things are so different for both of us. And look, I'm going to bring up just one aspect of how women and men are different. And you know, I'm gonna start by saying cheating is never okay in any circumstance. And wait, I can already hear y'all huffing and puffing, sighing. Yeah, I know y'all heard it before, but I really need y'all to understand that when men and women cheat, it is not the same thing. I'm telling y'all. And I would say it's not the same thing a smooth 80% or more of the time, you know. Because put it like this, men are just dogs for real. Like, I'm not going to say all men because it's, you know, I'm not here to generalize. But a lot of guys, you know, is just curious. Most of the time when guys mess with some shorty or something, you know, it's out of curiosity or like some type of ego thing. Or, you know, we just be feeling some type of way, you know. But when a girl messes with a guy, like, you really like him for real. There's feelings involved, and that's not valid. That's not sanctioned. So, and you know, I know you've heard this before. Like, come on. We all know it. But that's really how it is for real. I mean, obviously, it's not like that in every case. You know, there's different cases and stuff. But I would say most of the time, it's really like that. So, that's definitely one difference.
But yeah, back to the album. Yeah, Summer definitely did her thing. She slayed that, I'm not gonna lie. But she had the first album called Over It, the second album called Still Over It. Like, she's really funny for that. I was pretty clever. I was fucking with that. But yeah, she definitely did her thing. No skips. I'm definitely gonna tune into that for the next few days. But while we're on the subject of music, I've been listening to that Love Yours by J. Cole. You know, that's another song that I've been touching my heart recently. You know, I've been really focusing in because I started doing music recently. So, you know, I've been analyzing songs in a different way. And you know, the other day I was just listening to Love Yours, and I was really just locking in on the lyrics, locking in on the message, you know. And I was like, yo, that's really crazy. Like, at the end of the day, I feel like so many people just really don't love theirs, you know. Like, in the song he talks about, there's always going to be a car that's better than yours. There's always going to be a girl that look better than yours. There's always going to be somebody with better clothes than you. But at the end of the day, you just got to learn to appreciate what you have and love yours. So you know, that's what I've been trying to do. You know, that's what I advise other people to do. And I feel like a big part of loving yours and why a lot of people don't love theirs is because of social media. I feel like social media just puts these unrealistic standards and ideas in people's heads. You get to see a lot of people's different lives and compare and contrast. And, you know, they say comparison is the killer of all joy. You know, somebody's life might not be as good as it seems. Instagram, Snap, all that stuff is a highlight reel. You're seeing all the best parts of somebody's life, and you don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. So I feel like you should really just learn to love yours. So, yeah. And I feel like one of the biggest influences social media has is definitely on relationships. You always see these relationship goal posts. You see celebrities like Dirk in India, you know, and you get these ideas for what your relationship should look like, but you're not them. You can't have the same approach as them because, you know, everybody's different. What works for them might not work for you. So I feel like relationships definitely take the biggest toll from social media. You see a lot of people trying to compete with everybody else, and it's just, it doesn't work because you're not them. That's why a lot of these people be in relationships unhappy for real, because they always trying to compare themselves to the next man or the next woman. And it's just, you shouldn't be doing that. You should just be focused on what's in front of you. And that's why a lot of these relationships don't work. You have people doing this, doing that, you know, acting up on social media, maybe cheating, being unfaithful, you know, because it's just a bad influence on a lot of people's relationships. And another thing about relationships, I feel like a lot of people in relationships always try to depend on each other for happiness when that's not how it's supposed to be. You guys are supposed to be happy with yourselves, come together, even more happiness, you know? You shouldn't depend on your significant other for your happiness. Like, I feel like a lot of people in relationships in this day and age get into relationships because they're bored, lonely, they just want something to do, you know? Like, they don't really like that person for real, or they don't understand what it should really be about, or they just use that person as like a therapist or for a little bit of happiness for a short amount of time, when in reality you should be with that person because you want to be with that person or because you see a future with that person. Why would you waste time being with somebody when you don't really see that future with them, or you expect to break up down the line? It just don't make sense to me. Never made sense to me. Which is why, you know, big single for as long as I need to be. Like,
I just be chilling for real, you know. But let's see what this next topic is. My brain be all over the place, so it's like, let me see what this next topic is.
Actually, I got one more thing to say about social media and all that. You know, I was thinking to myself, it's crazy how we live in an age of communication. You know, you got your phone, you could send a 1 second text message, you could call somebody on the other side of the world. It's just easier to communicate. But I feel like because it's so easy to communicate through your phone, through text and all that, I feel like words have become stronger than actions. When it used to be, oh, actions speak louder than words, I feel like a lot of people nowadays, it's words speak louder than actions, you know. I feel like people take words more serious than they take actions. How many times you've been in a situation with somebody and they keep saying this, they keep making these promises, they keep saying these sweet words, but their actions just don't match up with their words, but you still give them another chance because they keep saying this and that. It's like before, people would see what they were doing and it would be over for them. You know, there would be no second chances. And, you know, this is just one example, but it will be over. But nowadays, you can kind of just talk your way out of everything instead of just actually seeing a person for what they really are when they do certain things. And I feel like it's twisted a lot of things and made a lot of things common and they shouldn't be. And as for the action side of things, that's another thing I feel like social media has ruined. I feel like a lot of people think you need these grand gestures or you need to do the most to show that you really appreciate and love somebody, when at the end of the day, I feel like it's the little things that matter. You know, checking up on somebody, supporting their small business or supporting
whatever they're doing, you know? And nowadays, people take that for granted. I feel like a lot of friendships are built on, you know, bad foundation because you expect this person to give you the world or you expect them to do this, that, and the third when it's, you don't even really want to help yourself. So it's like, how can you expect somebody to do this and that for you when you don't even want to do it for yourself? And, you know, I feel like a lot of people nowadays, they always count on somebody to do the most for them or give them the world or, you know, hand it to them when in reality, you should just stick by the people that is there for you doing the little things, you know, checking up on you, supporting you, just being there for you. I mean, it don't take much to send a quick text message or call somebody or just, you know, be there for somebody. But nowadays, you have people that want their friends to give them a Lamborghini for their birthday. Like, it's just crazy to me. And that's another thing people need to realize. Some friends in their life, I don't want to say bums, but they're just takers and users, you know? They're always taking, 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 and they don't really give back. Or they're users, you know? They use you for your energy. They use you for your support, and they just wait for you to come up on something so they could jump on it last second. You know, they might have been hating all along. You never know. It's just some people in your life is just like that, just bad energy or just not what you really need, you know? You just got to learn how to differentiate from the people that really support you, want to see you win, and the people that is just there to be there or there to hate or just envious, bad energy, you know? You just got to learn how to tell the difference between those two types of people in your life. And sometimes it sucks because you have somebody in your life that has been there for a long time and you feel like it's really down for you, but they're just not what you need. Like, maybe they don't push you or maybe they even drag you down a little bit. And not to say that people can't change or you can't teach them better, but sometimes people don't want to help themselves. People don't want to change. And you could bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, you know? And elevation requires separation sometimes, so you just got to learn how to let those people go, let them figure out their own stuff. You can't bring everybody. Somebody once told me that there's 2 seats in a Corvette and 5 seats in a Honda, meaning you can't bring everybody. So it's hard sometimes, but you got to do what you got to do. And they say you learn who your friends are when you're at your lowest. And I think that's definitely true. I mean, everybody's cool with you until shit hits the fan. And that's when you really see who's down for you and who's not. I'm gonna take a quote from our man CM73 from his yearbook. He said, everybody's solid like ice until you put some heat to it and they melt. Yeah, that's that CM73. But nah, for real though, I mean, that's just how it is. You learn who your real friends are under pressure. So, and I feel like if you have a friendship and it folded over something little, can you even really say that you guys were close to begin with? Because it's like, if your friendship is folding over something little, I'm jacking, you guys were never friends to begin with. Or you guys were never as close as you thought you were. You know, foundation was bad or something, you know? It's crazy. I've really been talking to myself for like 13 minutes. This podcast shit is rough sometimes. I can't lie. Nah, for real though. I'm. You know what? Next topic I'm going to talk about for y'all real quick. I got like a few more minutes, maybe 4 minutes, 3 minutes. A couple more minutes is school. Yeah, the killer of all joy. If you're in school right now, God bless you. Couldn't be me though. I had to drop out. It was not for me. Let me tell y'all something. College is the biggest scam in America. They have you take fucking thousands of dollars out in loans to pay for a piece of paper that you probably won't end up using anyway. The only way college is good for you is if you want to be a lawyer, doctor, or a teacher. If you don't want to be none of those things, college is a scam. You know what? Maybe a few more other professions it's helpful, but for the most part, college is a scam. Like, I would say a good 70% of the time, what you go to college for is not what you end up working in. I mean, obviously, it helps your resume, but it's not what you end up doing. And for creative people, like, I'm a creative. I like to, you know, do different creative things. And a lot of colleges, you know, they have these creative programs, but it's just better to get experience, just better to build up experience. So it's just better to get out in the world. So I felt like college was unnecessary. I feel like it's better to invest saved up college money into things that you actually want to do or things that you actually want to pursue. So that's what I ended up doing. I feel like the reason a lot of people think college is so important, especially the older generation, is because back in their generation, college was important. You know, they didn't have the internet, or it was very early stages of the internet. And, you know, a college degree helped them get a job. It really helped them get a job, helped them get paid more. But nowadays, you know, we have the internet. We have so many different types of jobs out there, so many different ways to make money. It's just, I feel like it's just become unnecessary. It's just become more obsolete. And I feel like in our generation, especially, more and more people are starting to realize, and less people are starting to go to colleges, less and less people are starting to invest their money into school and start investing it into themselves and other things that they want to pursue. And I feel like over time, the whole school system itself is either going to change, or it just might become non-existent. And not non-existent as in there will be no school at all, but I feel like school will be a little more specialized. Like maybe in high school, they gear you more towards what you want to do, or maybe you just think about it more and they have specialized schools for specific things. But I don't know, maybe they keep the same format they have, but I feel like school will improve for the better. I feel like it'll definitely end up changing sooner or later because, I don't know, our generation is just different, I feel like. I feel like we're pushing and doing things a different way, so I think it'll definitely end up changing, but yeah, we'll see. If you're in school right now, God bless you. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do all those assignments, especially if you're in liberal arts. I was in liberal arts, not because I wanted to, but because I went in undecided. Worst thing I ever did. It was like an extra year of high school. It was just nuts. Med students, don't know how you guys do it. All that work, those late nights, all those hours. God bless you. Who else? The computer science majors. Oh my goodness. Sitting, doing all those tedious programs. I don't know how y'all do it, man. Could not be me. That's why I had to drop out. But yeah, you know, more power to you. Finish out, get that degree, and, you know, do your thing. I'm going to tell y'all one thing. There's a lot of things I don't miss about college, but there's definitely a few things I do miss. And one of the major things I miss, it's definitely the people. I met a lot of good people there. I met a lot of people that I still talk to. And, you know, I miss my roommates. I'm an only child. It was fun having roommates. It was like siblings. It was like having siblings. You know, I'll talk about the other people on a different podcast. But, you know, I'm going to talk about my roommates. I had Dan the man, and I had Kyle. Fun fact, Kyle is actually one of the only white people that I really am cool with. Like, I really don't have that many white friends, so... You know, it was fun hanging with Kyle. I used to play tricks on them. I used to play Call of Duty, start screaming, play 2K. We used to play cards. You know, it was very fun. I missed them a lot. Dan ended up dropping out too, going to the Army. Hopefully he's hearing this right now. Who knows? And Kyle, I still think he is at peace doing his thing. He's a smart guy. He was a chemistry, some major. He wanted to be a scientist. I was looking at his work one day, his homework, and it was like a different language. I was like, whoa. But yo, you know what I loved about Kyle? He was from Staten Island, I think, or Long Island. I don't know. He'll get mad at me if I say the wrong one. But he had the funniest Italian accent, or not Italian, but it was like some accent. It was so funny, yo. That was so funny. And Dan was just a weird guy. He's playing with hamsters. He's on Xbox. That used to be my favorite thing, just hearing him play Xbox. He would go crazy on these kids, like just screaming in the mic, all that. Oh my god, that was so funny. And then, you know, I used to have the fridge packed with food, packed with snacks. It was a good time, you know. Definitely miss those days. Definitely would go back. But yeah. Alright, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed the first podcast, first episode of Don Talk. I gotta get back into doing this. I gotta have, like, you know, script. Maybe not script, but something. Because I was struggling today, but maybe a vision board. I gotta write down some topics and stuff. But yeah, first episode. We gonna improve. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. And that's it for me. sweet dreams, y'all. Peace out. I'm recording this at 3 in the morning, about to go to sleep. So, yeah, good night and peace.